Welcome to Inside the Match, where Alex and Simone talk residency applications.
We are two residents here to help you navigate the match.
For each podcast, we'll bring you residents from various specialties and backgrounds to give advice. So today we are super excited to have Camila, who is an applicant who applied and matched into general surgery as an international medical graduate. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So where will you be in residency?
I will be at University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston.
So exciting to know that you went through all the struggles and hardships of being an international medical graduate to match into a competitive specialty. So we'd like to start our podcast with some rapid fire questions to get to know you a little bit better. What medical school did you go to?
So my school's name is Universidad CES. It is in Medellin, Colombia, South America.
Did you dual apply to another specialty aside from general surgery?
I applied mostly to general surgery. However, I did apply to 5 places in vascular surgery.
And how many surgical programs did you apply to?
I applied to 195.
How many surgical programs did you interview at?
25.
And how did being an international medical graduate affect your decision-making during the application process into general surgery?
I could only apply to places that offered visa sponsorship, whether it was a J or an H, because I am not like an American citizen. I am a non-US IMG. And I also applied to places that had at least more than 3% of IMG rate acceptance.
And where did you end up finding the information to know what types of visas they accepted and to know if they accepted international medical graduates?
Most of the information is in FREDA. But if you do have doubts, you can go into the program's website and they also clear it up in the applicants portion.
Well, those are great strategies to know. And, you know, a lot of the times when you're going into a field like general surgery, you want to be able to do clerkships. So do you have any strategies to find any clerkship opportunities in the United States?
I do. It's a little bit hard when you're international, but I would recommend, first of all, to go to your university and try to feel if there's any alliances with any American medical schools. If that's not the case, you can always go into the websites of the universities in the US themselves and look for visiting medical students, specifically international visiting medical students, and you can contact their program coordinator or their student coordinator. And they usually let you know if they can accept you or not. They can even open a spot in the VSAS website for you to just apply to that program. If you want it, go for it and email them. You would never lose anything.
So there are so many benefits to being an international medical graduate in terms of the experience that you have within all of the clerkships in your home country. So I'm curious if you discussed any of these experiences as an international medical graduate in your personal statement.
I did. Actually, my personal statement was 100% about one of my rotations here in Colombia, which was in a very far town, 4 hours away from the main city. And it was just talking about how resourceful we had to be and how creative we had to be at some point to make the best for our patients. And that was a very eye-catching thing that came up a lot in my interviews.
That's great to learn and wonderful to talk about as well throughout the application and then also during your interviews. And interviews can be a really stressful part of this entire application, and they can be intimidating at times as well. Do you have any recommendations for international medical graduates to prepare for their surgical interviews?
Yes, actually, the best recommendation I could give them is one that a program director gave to myself in this process. And it was that you as yourself, you're selling as like your applicant and your application, but the program itself is also selling them. So know that you're worth it and know that you're really good and just be yourself, because the program is as interested in you as you are in them.
That is so true. And are there any experiences that you feel as an international medical graduate that you should take pride in and talk about during the interviews?
Yes, I feel that sometimes we have to think outside the box. We don't have many resources to work and we don't have many things we would like to give our patients. And that makes us resilient. It makes us resourceful. And I think it is something we can offer the American system at some point. It makes us who we are. It builds us who we are. And it builds up our medical character. So we should definitely share that with everyone else.
I love those traits. Those are so important throughout this entire journey. And sometimes in interviews, we get some information or questions that may seem personal in relation to who we are. So I'm curious if you got any questions on the trail about being an international medical graduate and how you answered those questions.
I did. I actually got pretty much at least two or three of them from every program I interviewed at. The one they were most curious about is why I was leaving Colombia. And I think that it was very clear for me since the beginning that I was very interested in research and in having a very big impact in the world. And even though I do love my home country, I know that for me to create a bigger impact, I would be able to do it in the US. So it was more of a wanting to do global work and wanting to contribute in a bigger scale that drove me to the US.
That's a wonderful answer. And I think it's really important for everyone to have an answer to that sort of question, because it sounds like you got questions like that on the trail at a lot of your programs.
Yes, definitely.
How did you feel when you went about this ranking process in regards to information that you received from programs along the way?
So I tried to be very objective. I kept a list and an Excel spreadsheet with different characteristics of the programs. However, at the end of the day, when it came down to my top three programs, I just went with which program I felt more at home in, because it's going to be 5 years and I will be away from home. So I just want to build a home away from home, as I would used to say. And that's what actually ended up determining my number one.
And did you end up sending an email or contact that number one program?
I did not. I thought about it strongly, but I did not send a number one letter.
That is really cool to hear, because it also makes us realize that it's not a requirement of this process and you don't need to send one.
Yes, exactly. And it really didn't have that much of an effect or not. I did end up in my number one. So I think that it's not something you have to do to end up where you want.
And a lot of the times throughout this entire process, we get some intimidating questions, ones that we are worried about our responses to. So I'm curious if you got any difficult interview questions within general surgery on the trail.
I did. I think I was prepared for absolutely everything except this one question where they asked me for which question I was not prepared.
Oh.
Yes. I was in blank for a couple seconds. And then I just realized that one of the questions that I had worked on and was the hardest for me was when they asked me what was the toughest part about being an international in the US. And in my case, it was that I'm very, very close to my family. And sometimes that could be perceived as a weakness. So that was a question that was a struggle for me to answer, because I didn't want to seem weak, but at the same time, I did want to be honest. So that was my answer, that was the question, that what was the toughest thing for me.
And I love that you are honest. It's really important for people to know that when you are able to talk about your experiences, it's really key, because the program knows you must miss your family. And for them, it's important to hear that you are truthful. And, you know, throughout this process, we also get some unusual or unique questions. Like someone may ask us, you know, what our favorite superpower is. So I'm curious, along the way, did you get any unusual or unique questions?
I did. I got a question as to choose a superhero, not a superpower, but which superhero and why.
Oh, and what'd you answer?
I had to say Superman. It came first up in my mind, because with great power comes great responsibility. And that's what a surgeon does and what a surgeon will be. So I swear I had not practiced this, but that quote just came up when they said superhero.
I like it. And in reality, you all realize that you can't prepare for every single question. So sometimes it's those answers that come to the top of your mind that are really going to showcase your character, your passions, and your interests. And as an international medical graduate, there are so many aspects of our program, whether it be your visa. So I'm curious if there are any specific questions as an international medical graduate that you would advise an applicant ask.
I feel that all of the immigration questions I might have, they can get them right from the website. Programs are usually very transparent with that, because they want to match people that are actually able to go there. And you want to match in a place that's going to support you. So that's pretty easy to obtain through the websites and through like all of information lists programs usually give out. I think that it's important that as an international, you ask about how close residents are with each other, how like familiar is the environment, because as I said, you will be far away. So you do want to have friends and you do want to have someone to lean on when you're having a hard time. So I tend to ask that a lot during the interviews.
And especially in surgery, your community that you're surrounded by becomes your family as you're in the hospital a lot of hours a day.
Exactly.
And for any sort of person throughout this journey, mentors are key. So do you have any tips for finding mentors to help with this stressful journey?
Definitely. So if you are lucky to get a clerkship in the United States or even observership, the person that is your doctor, the person you're following, is someone that could become a mentor if you really want them to. It's someone that already accepted you in their service and is open to teaching you. So I would take that opportunity as someone that could mentor you throughout the process. I would recommend to always stay in touch with them, even if it's just an email every 4 to 6 months. Just let them know how your process is going. And you're going to notice that you start building up mentors probably without even noticing it. And they start taking care of you like you're their mentee without like an actual formal commitment of mentoring. If you have a network, for instance, Twitter, where you can find groups that have the same interests, for instance, women in surgeons or Latins in the US, things like that, you tend to find mentors there as well. So if you can't go to the US in person, you can always search in those places, and there's always attendings that are willing to teach you a thing or two. So those are good opportunities to find someone.
That's such excellent guidance for finding mentors. And sometimes we're interested in finding research opportunities because we want to enhance our application, or we want to establish mentorship in a way that goes beyond communicating with them via email or over the phone. So do you have any guidance for those looking for research?
Definitely. So Twitter is always going to be a great networking option. Like if you stay tuned, you're going to find that there's always research positions being posted online. As IMG, I do recommend that. It's common for a country to have a Facebook group. What I mean by this, it's like Colombian doctors in the US or Brazilian doctors in the US. Those types of communities are built from people that are already there, that they've probably done their whole lives and careers there. So if you're able to join one of those groups, they also tend to sponsor like mentorship opportunities, research opportunities. So you can always search for that in Facebook or Google. It's super easy and it might bring a lot of benefits. And then lastly, if you have any sort of attending you work with in the past, you can always reach out to them or email them asking them for anything they might be having in progress, any work, any research, or anything they might need. Sometimes you really don't know what's going to turn out.
Well, you've provided us so many tips in regards to this whole application process, whether it be finding research opportunities, mentorship, or thriving in our interviews. And I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like to offer about this entire process for international medical graduates.
It's not an easy journey, but I had so many people telling me I could not get there. Yet, I always saw attendings from different parts of the world, residents from different parts of the world, that I just kept thinking, if they're there, I can also be there. And that's how I kept myself going through the process. And now I am here as well. So just never give up and go for it.
That is an awesome motivator and some quote that should be on the wall in your room, whether it be through this entire process to get into medical school, residency, or even just graduating residency. It is all a tough road, but we can all get there. So I appreciate all that you've shared in regards to this process, but now we want to learn a little more about you. So can you share a fun fact about yourself?
And this one I shared it a lot throughout my interviews. It tends to make people laugh. I really like working out and exercising. However, I also like junk food a lot. So I tend to make my favorite recipes, like junk food recipes, in a healthy version. It doesn't always work, but I try.
Oh, yummy. We need some of those recipes. And I can only imagine your co-residents are going to be very lucky to have someone like you around.
I'm not sure. I think that the normal chocolate cake is better than my version. Yeah.
I don't know. The healthier versions are always great to eat when you're on call. Well, that's all the time we have today with Camila. Thanks for joining us at Inside the Match. Special thanks to Kevin McLeod for the music, and be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast. Catch our next podcast to learn more application tips and hear from another awesome resident or leader in medical education.